Rock and roll football.
On Absolute Radio.
With Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
This is the Rock and Roll Football Podcast on Absolute Radio, or from Absolute Radio, because you're listening on your tablet, mobile device, or whatever.
Yeah, from Absolute Radio and Bauer Media.
From the Bauer family to yours. Enjoy the podcast. Now, you'll notice that Matt Dyson is here for the start of the podcast.
Yes.
But that might not necessarily be the case.
No, yes. I had some public transport issues, which I'll go into, and got rather sweaty as a result.
And he was getting hot and heavy with a variety of beings.
I've not had a great day,
he's
to be
had
honest.
A terrible day.
Things haven't gone well, as you'll hear.
It's very funny, but oh boy, it's going to really make you question the man. Enjoy the show.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Matt Ford here on Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio. No sign of Matt Dyson. Have you seen that man? Wanda already has. You may remember Wanda had some amazing messages for us last week about things that really annoyed her. She said, which one of you hates being late as discussed on last week's show? Absolutely spot on. We talked about it this time last week and he's not here. So, I mean, do we punish him when he gets here? Producer Liam is nodding.
Is it Piccadilly Circus?
Is it Piccadilly Circus? What? On foot? Going to take about an hour to get, for those of you who know the geography of London, we're not that far from Piccadilly. You know what, if he comes in with food, I'll be livid. You know, people are late and then they turn up with a coffee, you're like, we'd have been 5 minutes earlier had you not gone to Pret. I bet he's in some cake shop now, like bog trotter, stuff in his face. Anyway, if you're around central London now, listening on the app or whatever, do try and get a sighting. If we can get eyes on Dyson, this would be amazing. Tweet us at RNR Football, or text us 81215. And also, just let me know what I should do, because I'm obviously at work. Well, producer Liam's here, and you're all here, and the football's on. But I feel it's really not fair on me.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Matt Dyson was accosted at 14:15 this afternoon in the central London area. He will be brought to justice for his lateness. Here he is.
Sorry, big train issues today. Huge.
You know what? You've got sweat under your eyes. I thought you were crying. He's got sweaty eyes.
I'm so out of shape. This is just running from the tube station.
Oh.
And up the escalators. I mean, they're pretty steep at Piccadilly, aren't they? Pretty big one.
Oh, I feel bad for you now.
Well, but then I just got a text from my dad. My dad sent me this about 5 minutes ago. Where are you, Matt? Ford is making a big deal of you being late. 4 exclamation marks.
He's like your spin doctor.
Yeah,
we need to get ahead
saying?
Of this story now.
What have you been saying about my boy?
Yeah, what you said about my boy?
He'll come up to the studio and have a word with you.
Will he give me beats?
Yeah,
Papa Dyson.
No, he wouldn't do that. He's a very peaceful man.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But even every man has his breaking
but you
point.
You rile him. Yeah.
I poke the bear.
Yeah, what you been saying?
Come after his kids.
Yeah.
Well, I just said you weren't here. I mean, I couldn't lie for you. I'm not going to just like impersonate you.
You couldn't cover for any longer. So sorry. Oh, I was just horrifically late. Absolutely horrendous journey in, but delay repay. You know, I won't have to pay for the ticket, so that's all right, isn't it?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it takes the edge off.
Oh, lovely. And have you set up the automated delay repay?
No, I haven't. No, I've got to do the whole rigmarole on the website, which almost makes it not worth it, doesn't it? But we'll see.
Anyway, now you're live on the radio. You've turned up to work. That's the main point.
I'm here now. I'm just standing under the draft of the aircon to cool down.
Wanda said you probably went to see the Christmas lights in daylight. A wonderful insult, that, isn't it? It's the sort of guy who gets to watch the Christmas lights during the day.
Yeah, oh, nice. Thanks, Wanda.
Football happening at a breathless pace. And talking of breathless.
Yeah, strong end of term, breaking up for Christmas vibes for a lot of Premier League footballers this afternoon. Finally, stressed out managers get the winter break they've always called for. But most of the big names will have no rest at all as they'll be playing in the scorching heat of Qatar at the World Cup, which is starting to feel very real now. Quite a few scorching 3 o'clock kickoffs before that, though. Just last week, we discussed his hatred of ping pong and the news about Nathan Jones setting fire to the Luton Town table tennis table obviously spread to some St Mary's because he takes charge of his first game for Southampton this afternoon after replacing Ralph Hasenhüttl this week. His old club, the Hatters, are mad about Nathan Jones' departure.
Lovely.
And already think he's been gone too long. A bananas drama, if ever there was one. And what a place for the whiff-waff incinerator, twisted whiff-waff incinerator, to try and get a new manager bounce at Anfield against Liverpool today, on the day that James Milner could make his 600th Premier League appearance.
600th Premier League appearance.
Fourth player to reach that landmark, alongside the likes of Gareth Barry and Frank Lampard. Milner made his top flight debut in Leeds United's 4-3 win at West Ham on the 10th of November 2002. Almost exactly 20 years ago today.
Ooh.
Proof that being boring gives you longevity. Back then, Peter Ridsdale was chairman and Terry Venables was the man who gave him his first game at the tender age of 16. Now Leeds have real-life Ted Lasso, Jesse Marsh in charge, and he takes his offensive linebackers and Captain Crunch candy bars to Tottenham Hotspur today to take on a side humbled by 10-man Tricky Trees in the League Cup this week off the back of that huge win. Forest are at home to dangerous-looking Crystal Palace side, with talk of another former Leeds boss, Bielsa, and his bucket potentially returning to English football at Bournemouth. The Cherries are at home to Everton as well, a sweet cherry toffee treat to get stuck between your teeth. You might need a hammer to knock that sticky toffee out, and maybe a Fox's Glacier Mint to complete the retro sweet comparisons, with West Ham playing Leicester
genius.
At the London Stadium from 3 as well. Whether it's a quarter of boiled football bonbons in a small paper bag or a 10-penny mix of rock and roll, it's all being served at Ye Olde Radio Sweet Shop by Fordy, the candy man. The 40 man can, because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Slightly slower pace today, guys.
Sorry, mate, I'm knackered.
I know. How long do you think it's going to take for your heart rate to return?
I can barely speak.
Oh, mate. Do we need to get like the defrib in or something
No, it's fine. I'm just going to sit back under the aircon for a little minute.
You know what? Can I put that photo of you on Twitter? You're praying underneath the air vent. Lovely photo of you on our socials at R&R Football.
Oh, it's there, is it now?
Have you just... getting the, I guess what you're doing is increasing the surface area that the cold air is going to by raising your arms.
It was like raising my arms, yeah. I look quite serene there, don't I, yeah.
You do, yeah.
I'm not as sweaty as I was earlier.
You know what I would say about you? Even though you glisten, you don't get like sweat patches coming through your clothes like I would.
Well, I'm wearing a white T-shirt, so I think that hides it, doesn't it?
I don't think so. I think it would still pull through.
Mm. Well, I am quite sweaty. I was sweating. I mean, my clothes were damp.
Yeah. It is warm, though, isn't it? It's unseasonably warm.
It's very strangely warm, isn't it? Yeah, very mild, certainly.
I hate the thought of you having to rush to get here now. I feel bad.
I mean, look, I was waiting on a platform for about 45 minutes thinking, I don't know what's going to happen here. And then I finally got moving, and then I was like stuck in Tonbridge for ages. But I made a few friends on the platform, a couple of nice couple.
London,
an old northern bloke who was trying to get to London. We had a chat about the timings and what was happening and that. You know, the camaraderie of the delayed passenger.
That was very much your blitz, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You remember
we'll
that
get
day.
Through this, guys. Together.
And did anyone go, you're Matt Dyson off the radio?
No, none of them did that. Of course they didn't. Yeah.
They played it cool.
Yeah, well, obviously, they pretended, but yeah.
So who started talking to? Did you initiate? Were you the weirdo over there?
No, we all just started talking. You know, as soon
as you see
it...
at the same time?
Yeah.
It's like the Old Testament, this. What are you on about?
A split second, we all said, oh, here we go. No, I think Northern Man started talking first, and then the...
What part
the
of the North?
...from Eastbourne joined in. Okay. And then we all, you know, we were quite cheerful, really, quite cheery spirits. We managed to find a laugh amongst all the calamity.
What part of the North was he from? Northeast, Northwest?
Didn't get to know him that well, to be honest. It was just an accent. But
what did he say?
Lancashire accent, I think.
Oh, chuffy neck.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I can't believe this. Because we could have got trained to Ashford, the other side, on the other platform, but they didn't announce it was delayed until the Ashford one had gone, you know.
Come on. Yeah. And then the couple from Eastbourne, am I right in presuming they were a bit older?
No, they were quite young, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Well, I say young. They were in their 40s.
That's young.
Out to London for a day out, completely wrecked beginning to their day out, probably also sweating like me.
And what was their accent? What is an Eastbourne accent like?
It was just sort of generic Southern accent.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the train's delayed. Oh, I can't believe it. Yeah, I'm in my 40s and I'm going to be late. You were telling us, Dyson, that your daughter's off to a sleepover tonight.
Yeah, Maggie is on her way to a sleepover now, right? And all the kids
she gonna
on
be on
YouTube...
Time? Was it running the family?
Well, someone's taking her. Someone else is giving her a lift, thankfully, so she'll be all right. But all the kids on YouTube these days, they do challenges where they eat food of a certain colour for a whole 24 hours.
When you say the kids on YouTube...
Yeah, like young YouTubers.
Okay.
And so, like, my daughter's watched these young YouTubers and they love the pranks they do, the wacky stuff they get up to. And Savannah, whose party it is, has allocated everyone a colour. And her mum's been out and bought food of specific colours.
So okay.
Everyone's, like, eating green food all afternoon and evening or red food all afternoon and evening.
Okay.
Maggie's got orange.
Okay.
Which I think is probably okay, like carrot sticks, Watsits.
Oranges.
Oranges. It's not a bad colour to get, but I was just wondering what the best colour would be to get in this scenario.
Yeah, I guess a lot of crisps are kind of like Doritos, Chili Heatwave are kind of orange.
Yes, or would
to
they
look
be,
at?
Yeah, I suppose if the packaging is red, I don't know if that helps. I'm not 100%. I think it's got
yeah, you're right.
The
Watsits,
food's got
carrots.
To be the colour.
What else? A pumpkin?
Pumpkin soup, yeah. Lentils, sort of orangey lentils. Ooh. You can have them.
Oh, what colours?
Crab sticks.
Yeah, what colours the birthday girl got?
I think she had red. No, pink. Pink.
Pink?
So she's got like, and it's all drinks and everything. So you got strawberry milk, you got sweets and stuff.
Okay.
Chicken.
Pink. Pink chicken. Uncooked chicken.
Oh, yeah, raw chicken.
Great.
Oh. Raw chicken.
Oh, it's going to be lovely. It's going to be
flesh.
One of
terrible colour to get.
Yeah, you don't want pink. I suppose the best one is beige. If you were having, if it would be brownie beige, then you get everything covered.
Chicken nuggets, chips.
All the stodge is covered, isn't it?
Brown, because then you've got chocolate.
Yes. Yeah, I think brown's, and then you've got bread.
Like, steak.
Yeah.
Brown, you can have steak for your main, chocolate for your pudding, and a pint of ale.
It's easy to eat brown.
What more does a 9-year-old girl want than a steak?
Yeah, it's a good thought. I think brown is the way to go.
Lovely. So, I don't know why we get. I mean, do people have strong opinions on this? Text us on 8 12 15.
What's the best colour?
What's the best colour to eat?
If you're eating, what colour are you picking?
I mean, green's the healthiest, obviously, famously.
Of course, yeah.
But so, what treats are green? That's the problem.
Apple-y sweets, chews, green chews.
Oh, yeah, green Skittles. Opal fruit, Skittles.
Yeah, yeah, you love them as well, don't you?
I think green's the best flavour.
They're your favourite colour.
They are. They are, that's not weird. They're the most refreshing.
Well, as we found out, a lot of people like the yellow and greens, yeah. Hey, boys, beige is the colour my mum described everything on her plate with a disgusted look on her face when I first took her to Nando's. Love it, from James, a worried Chelsea fan in Devon.
Because the chicken's beige.
The chips are beige.
The chips are beige.
But they've got the peri-peri salt on there, so it makes it a bit more colourful.
A nice orange hue.
A little splash of, red, or orange.
I would get a double chicken pitta. So that's beige bread, beige chicken. But then the hot sauce, like you say, the salad. Macho peas are green.
Ooh,
sweet potato mash is orange.
Love it. Yeah. All the colours of the rainbow supplied there.
What more do you need? Beige, orange and green.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Yeah. What would you put in your wrap? Any extras? Cheese, pineapple?
No, I just like the chicken and the hot and extra hot sauce.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I like to really feel the burn.
I haven't been for a long time.
Shall we?
Shall we?
All of some of that nose.
Oh, can we just? Yeah.
I haven't had one for ages.
Oh, let's.
Liam doesn't like it. A non-believer.
It's just
chicken in it. Yeah, right. McDonald's is just burgers and football's just 22 men kicking a ball around.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
But it's not the only games happening today, aren't just in the Premier League or in the Championship or the SPL or anywhere else.
No.
We're also following, of course, Mickleover Town.
Mickleover, yet another Glory Hunters makeover, takes us to Mickleover. Many a mickle makes a muckle, they say, and let's hope the Mick lads don't muck this up today.
Do they say that, many a mickle makes
a... Many a mickle makes a muckle, yeah.
Is
not
that
sure
a local phrase?
No, I think it's possibly an old American phrase. I'm not 100% sure of the backstory of the phrase, but many a mickle makes a muckle is a saying.
Wow.
And it's a large suburban village in Derbyshire, on the edge of the Peak District, I think we should say. They dwell in the Southern League Premier Division Central. Quite a mouthful. They play at Station Road. Chairman Don Amott. And of course...
Chairman Don! Geezer!
Yes, the Don. The Don on Amott, a station road, the ground, the home of Michelover Old Boys, which was first known as back in 1948. Then it became Michelover Sports.
They must
in the
be
90s.
Very old if they're still playing now.
Yeah, and now in the 20s they dropped the sports part of the name and just became plain old Michelover Football Club. But their nickname is the Sports. It's just Sports. Come on, Sports.
Oh, big goals are happening everywhere. Oh, my days.
Jay Adams has scored for Southampton. It's 1-1 at Anfield.
That is incredible. And James Maddison has scored for Leicester.
Oh, wow, yes. At West Ham, in the England squad and flying. I think he should start for England at the World Cup. Probably won't, but I'd love to see him start.
Probably won't. Oh, look at him getting all salty.
Negative Southgate. Probably won't start him, but that's what we're calling for. Anyway.
This is your opinion. Yeah, back to Michelover.
The royal we, yeah. Only one notable person from Michelover, according to his Wikipedia page. Okay. One person. And that's a racing driver from the 40s and 50s called David Hampshire. No, me either. Also a footballer.
Oh, my words! Goals!
What?
Leeds away at Spurs!
More misery for Tottenham. They're 1-0 down already at home to Leeds. Things are not going well. Somerville has scored again. I think that's his 3-3 from Somerville. He makes me feel mighty real, that guy.
Summer.
And he is on fire.
Having a great autumn.
Yes, he is, isn't he? Oh, wow, that's amazing. So Leicester 1-0 up at West Ham, Leeds 1-0 up at Tottenham, and Liverpool Southampton is 1-1.
Forest against Palace is nil. Well, the few nil-nils left in the Premier League.
Yes, as is Bournemouth Everton. But what will happen to Michelover today? That's what everyone wants to know. We'll find out later on.
Leroy's cousin's been in touch.
Oh, yes. We haven't heard from Leroy's cousin for 2 months. On this show. He got in touch a while ago. I don't know if you remember.
Go on.
What it was about. He claimed that tiger breath was invented in Solihull.
Hang on, Leroy did or Leroy's cousin?
Leroy's cousin did, I think, yeah. Which wasn't true because it's a Dutch bread, so okay. It was invented in Holland years
ago. Maybe the first British version.
I think that's maybe what the fact was, but take it with a pinch of salt, yeah.
Okay.
Or rice paste, a pinch of rice paste, which is
very
what
clever.
The coating of the tiger bread is.
Oh, it's
so,
lovely.
Anyway, hi guys, Leroy's cousin here again. Thought I would let you know that Leroy only eats food if it comes in packaging in the colour of the Jamaican flag, although he does make an exception for baked beans on hummus.
On hummus?
Yeah, baked beans on hummus.
Has he misunderstood, like, when you get hummus with the chickpeas in the middle? And he thinks that's baked beans?
Yes, possibly, yeah.
Or is he saying baked beans and hummus and he's...
Food in the colour of the Jamaican flag sounds all right, though, I suppose.
Does that mean that he only eats black, green and yellow food?
Yes.
Or stuff that has the Jamaican flag on it?
Yeah.
Like, you know when you buy carrots now and they've got the Union Jack on it?
Yes.
Does he mean Jamaican food?
Right, yeah. No, I think he means food in the colour of the flag. If he could lay it out on his plate with, like, some sweet corn...
Sweet corn?
A cross of sweet corn.
Yeah.
And then some little triangles of broccoli or something.
Yeah.
And then some...
Black
beans on the side. Yeah. There you go. That'd be a nice dish.
You know what? I'd eat that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
yeah. What would be the best country's flag? The Union Jack would be weird, wouldn't it? Blue's trickier food.
Yeah, it is. Blue food.
Just
much,
blueberries and strawberries, I guess, maybe. If you did it in the summer.
Oh, you could do a fruit. Yeah.
With
Union
white
Jack
would be like
splatter.
The Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
Nice. Yeah.
But it's not. You want Jamaican or something like that, don't you? Ooh. German, because then you get like black meat.
Black pudding.
Black pudding?
Yeah.
Great, with tomato ketchup and mustard!
Beautiful! I believe we have a special air horn song to play for Liverpool scoring.
Darwin Nunes, he came from Benfica to the Big Red. It's frightening with him and Luis Diaz. There's nobody else like Darwin Nunes.
Everyone, come on!
Oh, again? Okay, go on.
Darwin
Nunes.
He came from Benfica to the Big Reds. It's frightening with him and Luis Diaz. There's nobody else like Darwin Nunes.
Nice. Love that guy.
Oh, he's great. Yeah. It's a racket, isn't it?
Yes, anyway, Darwin Nunes has scored. They're 2-1 up against Southampton.
I think most people listening to the show are hoping he doesn't score again. Ever.
Glory Hunter. sponsors on Rock and Roll Football.
Big news from Michelova.
Come on, Michelova. 1-0 up. Ollie Greaves latches onto a ball over the top, flicks it over the keeper with a beautiful finish. Hashtag sports. Hashtag Red Army. Michelova FC's Twitter feed there. Getting very excited. They're 1-0 up against Redditch. At Redditch.
Huge news. Big news, by the way. Arsenal fans think that last week a pigeon robbed them of a win against Southampton. New footage, apparently, of Aaron Ramsdale being distracted by a pigeon. Mm. Now, I know that from time to time people have issues with the animal kingdom. Sometimes rodent friends, lupine... alpine friends can...
Alpine and lupine, yeah.
Feline.
Yes.
Supine.
Wow.
Friends can intrude on our lives. Mm. When was the last time, or any time... Have you ever had a beef with an animal? Have you ever had...
Like an ongoing beef with an actual animal.
Have you ever been wronged by an animal?
I was wrong when we had a rabbit. I was wronged by our rabbit.
What?
Yeah,
but they're so docile.
No, it was an angry, vicious rabbit, like one of the bad rabbits from that cartoon from the 80s.
Watership Down.
Watership Down. Yeah. So it ripped its own way out of the hutch. It bit its way out of the hutch and escaped.
Super rabbit.
Chewed through every wire in our house.
That goddamn rabbit.
Yeah.
It's eating through the hutch.
Serious beef with that rabbit.
How did it eat through a hutch?
It was a mad, mad rabbit.
The problem is you need to get to the crux here. Did it ever bite you?
Yeah, bit me. We got it for Bess when she was about 6. She was way too young to have a rabbit. Don't get rabbits for young children. They're not cuddly. They're not like, oh, come on, let's have a cuddle and a little smooch on the sofa. And they're not like, they're just
smooch. Don't do that with any animal ever.
not smooch.
When did you start smooching animals? Smooch.
I didn't mean smooch.
Oh, Dyson's trying to smooch the pooch.
Not smooch. No, just smooch. You know, the way it wasn't cuddly and friendly. It was just vicious. You couldn't possibly smooch it.
I can't believe it. And did you talk to a vet? Did they say, oh, this particular breed can be a bit...
We just found a new home for it, you know.
Six foot under.
Someone else's problem now, you know.
Got to the great rabbit fight in the sky.
I'm sure it's still alive and loved in a new home, but we weren't ready for it.
And I didn't know rabbits could have behavioural issues.
Yeah, this one had serious, serious issues.
This is the first I've ever heard of rabbits behaving badly. Bunnies behaving badly. Oh, Liverpool!
0-0. Forest Palace.
Yes! He's done it again!
From the Fika to the Big Reds.
What's in you trying to harmonise that?
Makes me wants to hear the whole song.
Do you know what? You know, it reminds when you try and sing along with that. You know when blokes try and sing Wonderwall or Angels, underestimate.
Yeah. It's a bit like a folk club. It's like a finger in the ear folk club. Oh yeah, fine man, fine. Yeah, I love it.
What was that?
That's an old folk song my dad used to sing. Martin said to his man, fine man, fine.
What's that?
It's an old folk song. I'm just thinking about folk, but that is a very different folk song. It's football folklore because Darwin Núñez has scored 2 and Liverpool are now beating Southampton 3-1. Also a goal for Leeds. Another goal for Leeds. Rodrigo's got the second. They're now 2-1 up at Spurs.
Oh, my word.
So exciting.
Getting so excited, my big chair was drifting away. Blizzard's got in touch and said, rabbits are nasty, vicious.
Thank you.
B-words. Wow. So a lot of people
just
have
be
had
careful.
Angry
be careful.
Rabbits.
Be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Text us on 81215, just when you've been wronged by animals, really. But specifically if it's rabbits, because this is the first I've heard of it. Now, you're saying it, Blizzard's getting in touch.
Yeah, thanks for the support, Blizzard. Yeah, it's interesting. And also birds as well, because this all started with a pigeon. So if there's any pigeon tails, then do get in touch.
Oh, I've been pooped on by pigeons throughout my life.
Really?
First day, I think, of secondary school in the dinner queue.
No way.
Plop. When I first started working in London, I remember going, a few of us in the office went to a park near St James's Park just to eat our lunch, and I got bobbed on.
And then someone always said, oh, it's good luck. Don't worry, it's good luck.
Well, I don't care if it's good luck. It's all down my leg.
She's trying to wipe it off with like a napkin.
When it gets you on your head, you're like, you definitely did that on purpose. They know. They must know.
They do. Yeah, I think they do.
They think he's getting it.
Evil.
Bullseye.
Calculated. Yeah.
But I'd say that for a rabbit. It's never done that on my head.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it that.
Also, in defence of rabbits, inoffensive droppings.
Easy to deal with, certainly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good point, actually.
Probably the best droppings of any animal.
It goes in the positives column for yes. a rabbit. Negatives, they attack you, they bite you, you can't smooch them. Positives, great poo.
great.
Easy to deal with. But user-friendly.
Yeah. Probably the best of any animal, would you say?
Yeah, that, them and sheep, I'd say. I've never kept a sheep. But
sheep
also have very dry sort of pellets.
But they'd be bigger, wouldn't they?
Yeah. But they're similar size, I'd say.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Have you seen sheep droppings?
They can't come out as small as rabbit ones.
Similar.
How would you know this?
Because you walk through fields of sheep living in them all the time. I have done for years.
You're Farmer Dyson. Just cutting through fields.
Always out hiking. No, I haven't.
Trespassing, I'm sure, as your local farmers would see.
Loads. I've seen. Everyone's seen the sheep dropping.
I don't think I have.
What?
I don't live in the fields.
Well, you must have been to the countryside at some point and walked over a stile and into a field and thought, oh, what's that?
I've seen a cow path. Yeah.
They're the worst of the animal kingdom.
Dog.
And then the sheep and
the
rabbits are pretty similar and all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, very excited. It's time now. Please give it up for the Halftime Entertainment.
Oh, what a special guest we have today. He's out on tour with his brand new show, Bleep. Have I said that right, Tim?
You said it exactly right. Well, maybe you could possibly have held it for a tiny bit longer. Bleep! I want to hear that.
It's obviously Tim Vine. Why have you called it Bleep?
Well, this is a question I'm going to have to answer a lot. So I'm going to get into practice with this. It's just a noise. It doesn't mean anything. I just sort of ran out of actual things to call it. I thought I'll just call it a noise.
So what's the next one going to be called?
That's the follow-up, yeah. I'll go, assuming that bleep is a success. And then I'll end the whole thing with a trilogy with...
Well, the tour is on sale now. I mean, you're basically going everywhere. How many dates? It's about 1,000 dates.
I think it's 77, someone said. If I'd have known it was that many, I wouldn't have put so many in. You know when you just say to someone, yeah, put that month there and that month there, and then before you know it, it's quite a lot. But I don't know about you when you go off on your travels, but I tend to do five shows, and then I take a couple of days off, and then, you know, it's a good way, it's a sort of a civilised way of doing it.
It is. I'm glad you're spacing it all out. It starts in April at the Beck Theatre in Hayes, and it goes all over the country. Tim, a perfect time to be talking to you as well, because you, more than anyone else I know, I would say are country before club when it comes to football. You're a massive England fan.
I'm a very big England fan, yes.
The World Cup starts, obviously, in 9 days. How do you feel about our chances?
Well, actually, like a lot of people, it's been a strange old lead-up because we're so used to the World Cup being, let's be honest, its proper time, the summer.
Yeah.
That this is all a bit hard to get your head around because we're sort of looking at the Premier League, we're looking at our teams and things, and I'm seeing how Sutton United are doing, and then suddenly you go, you know, the World Cup starts on Monday, eh? So it's a bit odd. But I think our chances. I think we're back to feeling a bit like we used to a few World Cups ago, where we think we're probably going to get out of the group and then it may go wrong, which is probably good to have low expectations.
Yeah, I think so, because if you think of 2018, no one thought we'd get to the semis. I mean, really, in 2020, did anyone at the start of that really think we'd get to the final? So a little bit of doubt, I think, does us a bit of good.
I think so, and also my spirits were lifted slightly by Maddison being included. I was so sure he wasn't going to be, so which would have been ridiculous. So at least Southgate has not sort of lost the plot entirely. I mean, you've got to go by stats a bit, haven't you?
Yes, and have you ever met Southgate? He's the sort of guy I imagine you're mates with.
Of course I have. No, of course I haven't, no.
Oh, really?
No. And what makes you think I'd be... What, because we're both a little bit... square or something.
No, God, no. No, the opposite.
How are you? Oh, very good, Tim, yes.
Both national figures. Both leaders.
Well, I mean, listen, he does seem like a decent bloke, doesn't he? I mean, I think that he's been given due to his own successes, really, he's been given more of an easy ride than most England managers. And you feel like, you know, at some point it has to, a bit like political careers, at some point it has to go wrong, doesn't it, Matt? That's
it
what
does.
Happens to everyone.
They all end in failure, perhaps. So what's your prediction for the World Cup, then? How far do you think we'll get?
Well, my prediction, obviously, is we're going to win it.
Yes!
I think there's no point in saying anything other than that. We're going to win the thing. That's what I'm backing the boys to do, is win it. But, you know, that's my heart, because one should stick with one's heart at the World Cup. This is all about your country, England. Come on, let's do it.
I mean, what an amazing few months for this country. It's going to be England win the World Cup in December and then Tim Vine goes on tour in April.
Well, goodness me. I mean, that gives you a little bit of time to get over the World Cup, doesn't it? Like 2 months. Yes.
We've never had it so good.
If we win the World Cup, part of me feels a tiny bit like, we sod's law if we win this one, won't we? The one that everyone says should never have happened.
I know, but just win it. I don't care. I mean, I do care about the politics of it, but just win it. It's happening, so let's win it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I mean, you know, it shouldn't really have ever got this far. But that, we didn't work for FIFA at the time, did we, Matt? It wasn't our fault.
No, but it's good to see you're doing Qatar on your tour, Tim, so good luck with that.
Well, there's going to be a short Qatar break, yeah.
Tim, mate, it's always a pleasure. Go to timvine.com to get tickets for his new tour. Bleep!
Bleep! See you all out there.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
We have a new feature today.
Oh, yes. Being aired for the first time.
This is the newest feature in global entertainment by definition. It's called Munch of the Day because we get so excited about Match of the Day and what we're going to eat while we're watching.
Yes, yes, it's perfect. Two of the big things on this show coming together.
Food.
Football and food.
Yeah. And bad puns. Three of the things coming together.
Yeah.
So text us on 8-12-15 later in the show, and let's get towards the end and let us know what you're going to eat while you watch Match of the Day, depending on how your team has done or depending on what mood you're in. There's been a lot of goals and you're a neutral. You might fancy chicken chow mein. You might make yourself a ham sandwich.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We are talking, though, today, Dyson, after Arsenal blamed a pigeon for their draw against Southampton, about times you've been wronged by the animal kingdom.
Yes, a lot of people having problems with seagulls and rabbits. Another one here from LC. He says, LC here again, brackets, Leroy's cousin. I'm not sure why he keeps getting in touch with us, but he says, I also hate rabbits because they always do a double take when I walk past them. Leroy reckons it's because my wispy moustache reminds them of their whiskers.
Right.
I don't get what is going on with Leroy's cousin.
But rabbits, I've seen maybe a dog or a cat do a double take, but rabbits stay pretty stock still, don't they?
I've never seen a rabbit do a double take, yeah. No.
It's because you don't look like Leroy's cousin.
Yeah, that's it.
Hang on.
My moustache isn't wispy enough.
Who's Leroy?
I don't know. I've never known.
Have we forgotten?
I don't know what's going on with these two.
Why is this guy...
Sort of hidden message going on.
Defining himself by who his cousins are.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe we should call Leroy's cousin or call Leroy.
What's happening, Dyson?
You join us in the midst of a VAR review.
Come on!
Yeah!
Come on!
Given!
Yes!
Oh, amazing.
Come on, Morgan Gibbs-White.
Morgan Gibbs-White, the flag went up. From the Lions, the linesman's flag went up. They reviewed it. It was onside. The goal stands.
Thank God for VAR, that's what I say.
Yeah, it's the best thing that's ever
so
happened to the
good.
Game.
I'm so glad we've got it.
Yeah, just make sure things are correct.
Oh, so?
Oh, wow. So Wilfried Zaha missed the penalty. Morgan Gibbs-White has scored a goal. Forest 1-0 up.
Oh!
Yes!
Oh, what a massive 3 points. Beating Liverpool, beating Spurs in the cup, now beating Crystal Palace.
The Reds are staying up.
We're one of the best teams in England.
Now you're
going to
believe us, aren't you? Now you're going to believe us.
So, on that basis, what would your munch of the day be tonight, Dyson?
Oh, well, I'm certain. Well, normally, I often have a nap in the evenings and watch it the next day.
Okay.
On the Sunday morning. I'm like a Sunday morning guy, so I'll eat some like crunch. I've got some lovely crunchy nut granola. Have you tried the crunchy nut granola? You're not a crunchy nut guy, are you?
Well, I'm allergic to nuts.
Yeah, sorry, I'm asking the wrong person.
Make out like I'm being fussy. So, I just want to stay alive.
So, yeah, exactly. Sorry. I'll be eating crunchy nut granola first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Taking in that Morgan Gibbs-White goal.
So actually, you would have the same food with Match of the Day, regardless, win or lose. on the crunchy granola.
Yeah, but I mean, this is high-end cereal, so I'm pushing the boat.
Well,
it is. It's really expensive, and you hardly get.
Actually, this is high-end cereal.
what are you going to have? What's your munch of the day?
Well, if Forrest win, I might treat myself to a Chinese.
You should.
I start to get emotional. My bottom lip starts coming. Forrest win, I might treat myself to a Chinese. Yeah.
What are you going to have?
Chicken chow mein. Yeah. Chicken balls on the side. You know, the problem is with me is
chicken. Yeah.
Once the discipline goes, it fully goes. I could just not eat tonight. But if I'm getting a Chinese, I'm like, chicken chow mein, chicken balls, sweet and sour sauce. Yeah. What are they called? Spring rolls,
yeah.
Yeah. 2 litres of Coca-Cola.
They love the crackle of a prawn cracker as you scoop up the chow mein.
Yes,
that crackle,
yes.
I love it. And nothing says munch of the day like the crackle.
And then when you wake up at 4 a.m. with searing heartburn and acid reflux.
Thirst like you've never had before.
Now, someone's been in touch and said, Donkey Steve here again.
Oh, yes.
Leroy's cousin, Donkey Steve, Evil Gav.
We've got so many recurring characters, haven't we?
So do you know that rabbits eat their own droppings? It's true, look it up.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them. Yeah. Sadly, it's what I come to believe is truth about rabbits.
But isn't that just if you haven't put some food out for them, they'll resort to that? It's not that given the choice.
I think they'll just eat anything. Yeah, they'll just have whatever they see.
My mum texted me and said, pigeons are attracted to white.
Are they?
Nuns' white veils, novices, were always pooed on, but not black veils.
Wow, I didn't know that.
There you go.
Amazing. So they do know what they're doing.
Yeah, so it's the white then. So I guess schoolboy, you're wearing a white shirt.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe it's that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You've got a white
I
shirt
am wearing
on.
White,
yeah. Oh, careful out there, mate.
I've had bad luck today as well. I think I am destined to be pooed on. It's my train hell earlier.
Anyone just tuning in, we should clarify, we mean by a pigeon.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. And also, I need to clarify, when I said you maybe would smooch a rabbit, I think I meant snuggle. Cuddle on a sofa and snuggle with a rabbit. Snuggle up with a rabbit. That's what I meant, rather than... Well, I did say smooch at the time. That was the incorrect use.
So you think
language.
You meant, you said?
I definitely meant.
You definitely
snuggle,
meant.
Yeah.
So if you're a politician, people would be saying,
No, I get it. I've listened, and I meant snuggle.
Yeah. What was the phrase Matt Hancock used the other night? I messed up and I fessed up.
Yeah. Awful.
I got muddled over the snuggles.
I just want to be forgiven, you know?
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's Munch of the Day.
Oh, it's Munch of the Day!
So what are you going to be eating? With Match of the Day later tonight.
Yes.
Lots of people getting involved, Dyson.
Yes, a Saturday night treat. Sarah's having rabbit pie with lashings of mashed potato and gravy, apparently.
She's winding us up,
mate. I think she is, yeah. Someone just texted kebab meat on pizza, which is a great combo. I really like that.
Great choice.
A Nata custard tart, Portuguese custard tart. They're lovely. In honour of Darwin Nunes.
Came from Benfica to the big reds.
Leftover Turkish, says Shelley. And Graham says he's having some baklava in the fridge to celebrate Morgan Gibbs White's heroics. Lovely stuff.
Dave says he's having double pepperoni and double cheese pizza with barbecue stuffed crust. He's a Leicester fan, so maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Someone else says a generous slice of Wolves Viennetta for pudding.
Oh, yes. Oh, that would be nice.
I love how people have really got involved in this. So every week now, we're going to close the show, or nearly close the show, with Munch of the Day when you tell us what you get. There's so many goals tonight. You've got to treat yourself to something, whether you're buying it or just making yourself. I think a ham sandwich is a lovely thing to watch Munch of the Day.
Oh, just a simple ham sandwich, yeah.
Liam Clark's screwing his face up at me.
What?
Look how angry he is.
It's a bit boring.
It's not boring, it's great.
It's classic. Yeah.
Why do you hate our way of life? I mean, I'm saying that, I'm going to get a chow mein, but still, I would. It's either a chow mein or a ham sandwich for me.
Oh, wow.
But oh, my word! You've got to stuff your face tonight because there are goals everywhere.
So many goals. It's all been going off at Tottenham Hotspur since we've just been away. Rodrigo put Leeds 3-2 up, but Bentancur has scored 2 in the space of about 3 minutes, meaning that Tottenham are now winning 4-3. What a turnaround. What a game to watch when you're eating a plain ham sandwich later on. Also, we have a goal in the Leicester game for that Leicester City fan. Harvey Barnes has scored it. We're hearing Madison's issue from when he went off injured earlier is a hamstring problem. I'm not sure how long is the recovery time for that. Does that rule him out?
drama as well.
Oh, a late red card for Leeds United. Tyler Adams sent off late on. Spurs winning 4-3 against 10 men. There was another goal we haven't done as well, hasn't there?
Bournemouth,
yes. Anthony has scored for Bournemouth, beating Everton 3-0.
Oh, you
comprehensive pummeling there for Frank Lampard. Not a good day for Everton fans, but Bournemouth are romping to a 3-0 victory. And Bielsa in talks to take over.
Who?
Bielsa.
Bielsa. Ian Beale. Ian Beale's in talks to take over.
Ian Beale in talks to take over.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Okay, let's see if there's anybody there. Once again, put your hand on your radio or your device now with me to summon the spirit of a living celebrity. A question here from Stewcastle United on Twitter, who says he wonders if Jurgen Klopp has any thoughts on Hancock and co. in the jungle, and would he go himself? Is there anybody there?
I do not know why you're asking me this. I'm not a celebrity correspondent. I'm football manager. I do not have opinion. If you want, you know, if you want opinion on the jungle, then, you know, you ask a koala or kangaroo. You know, I do not live there. I can tell you why we are winning, you know, at home to Southampton. I'm football manager. That's what I do. But I do not understand why you're asking me questions about the jungle. But
yeah. What about Hancock specifically?
Matt Hancock?
Yeah,
I would not sign him.
No.
No, I would not have men like that in dressing room.
Oh, wow.
Look, you cannot have unstable people. You know, you cannot have a man who you cannot trust in the dressing room.
But he messed up and he fessed up. I mean, is that not enough?
Look, taking responsibility is important. I'm a mental monster. You have to, you know, be positive all the time and deal with setback. But you cannot have a man who messed up like that in your team. And I think it's demeaning to watch a grown man eat a kangaroo's anus on television. I would not do this myself. Surely there are other ways to make money.
Yes.
I mean, he's on $85,000 a year as a member of parliament. Is that not enough?
Yeah.
He has to go and eat a kangaroo's penis. I don't think this would have happened in olden times.
No.
I don't think Nye Bevan would have gone into the jungle and started eating koala's testicles shortly after founding the NHS. Do you think Winston Churchill, after defeating the Nazis, would have gone into the jungle and eaten a zebra's anus? I do not think you would revere Churchill so much if he would have done this. Margaret Thatcher, can you imagine her doing this?
No.
Going into the jungle with Timmy Mallett and Noel Edmonds, saying, oh, the miners' strike. I messed up, but I fessed up. Anyway, bring me a plate of testicles and nipples.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.
So, no smooching.
Snuggling.
Snuggling,
not smooching.
What is the best animal to snuggle?
I think a little jiff pom, one of those little fluffy
what?
Little dogs.
You What's know, a jiff pom?
You know, the
Pomeranian.
Pomeranian dog. Jiff pom is like an influencer dog. He's like a famous dog. He looks so cute. He's a Pomeranian.
Jiff pom?
Yeah. Search jiff pom. He's the cutest.
How am I spelling jiff? Like
J-I-F? J-I-F-F-P-O-M. Yeah, I'd love to snuggle. One day I'll snuggle Jiff Pom. You know.
Oh, that's just a silly dog.
It's cute, though.
That's not
it?
A real. Yeah, well, it is cute.
Wait, it's for snuggling.
It's too small. It's like a toy.
Yeah, but it's for snuggling.
No, a collie dog. You want to snuggle up with a collie?
No. I don't want a big smelly dog. Don't want anything. Big smelly dog.
There's only one big smelly dog in this house. I don't want a big smelly dog.
I don't.
What's the biggest dog you'd cuddle?
An Alsatian.
Okay, that's very big.
Yeah, that's too big, really. No, no. Let me reassess. I to be honest, a Shih Tzu is probably as high up as I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've left us with a lot of images the last couple of weeks, Dyson.
Sorry,
it's been lovely.
I know. Yeah, it's weird. But I had a troubled time earlier. That's what I'm blaming on.
We're just so glad you made it in because it was really worth it.
It was nice, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's been great. A heck of a day. And we've got the new feature, Munch of the Day. So every Saturday you can tweet us at R&R Football, or you can text us 81215 during the show and let us know what you're going to eat based on how the results are going. Maybe if your team wins, you're going to treat yourself. Maybe
yeah,
if they lose, you're not.
And if you have something particularly extravagant tonight, maybe take a picture and post it to R&R Football.
Great idea.
What you had last week as well.
Great idea. And any meal while watching football actually during the week...
Yeah. Oh, well, we can do this during the World Cup.
During the World Cup.
Yes. Munch of the Day World Cup special.
Oh,
you
my
God.
You
have to eat, like, an Iranian dish when we play around or something.
Lovely,
like
yeah. Mm. An American dish.
Yeah.
If only there were some places to get American food in Britain.
Oh,
might
no.
Have to search hard.
Aren't we,
Welsh food, what would that be?
Welsh rarebit. Basically
Ooh, nice.
Cheese on toast.
Yeah.
Isn't that? Yeah.
Nice leek and potato pie with a pint
some
of brains.
Welsh cakes.
It's basically the same as, you know.
Yeah.
Without being culturally insensitive.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, you know, still similar. Got Greggs and McDonald's, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah.
And even McDonald's, you know, that's not from here, is it?
No, it's not.
Enjoy the start of the World Cup. I'm not here next week, I'm away.
Yes.
But I will be back after that.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here either, so we're both away.
We're both away. But Jay will be here.
Yes.
And then we're back in a fortnight.
Nice. See you then.